The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
From the West Australian, I'm Ben O'Shea, and this is The West Live.
The West Live.
The West Live
with Ben O'Shea.
It'll come as a surprise to exactly zero people on this side of the country, but WA is a bit parochial. And by a bit, I actually mean a lot. And once upon a time, this wasn't something we could be proud of. It made us look a little silly to those on the East Coast and contributed to an us and them mentality that wasn't healthy. WA versus the world is still very much a thing, BTW, as you would have seen if you picked up the paper over the weekend and saw the latest poll on the hard border. More than 80% of West Aussies support WA remaining a hermit kingdom under the rule of Premier Mark McGowan. But this weekend, we also got a reason why our parochial nature can be something to be proud of. In fact, we got 62 million reasons. That's the record-breaking total raised by Telethon over the weekend, and it proves what the state can do when we all pull in the same direction. Whether that was the state government, big business or Betty Balger, West Aussies dug deep for sick kids, just as they've been doing for decades. The event is uniquely West Australian and the envy of the rest of the country. But now the challenge is harnessing that community spirit and using it to tackle other issues our society is currently facing. The obvious one is the pandemic, which will require a massive collective effort to get vaccination levels where they need to be. Then there are things that are even harder to fix: homelessness, the rental crisis, domestic abuse and violence against women, antisocial behaviour, the list goes on. It's easy to forget these things exist because we live in the luckiest state in the country. But if we can harness the goodwill of Telethon and use it to address some of these other issues, well, then we really will be the lucky ones. Coming up on the show, we'll cross to the blowholes for the latest update on missing 4-year-old Cleo Smith. Plus, WA principals fear mandatory vaccination could spark a teacher shortage. And West Coast's inaugural coach Ron Alexander joins us on the show to discuss his new gig in local government. But first, let's see what's making news.